Let me enter the pathway of darkness, and peradventure there shall I find the light. In the name of the Lord of the Universe, who works in silence and whom naught but silence can express, today we will talk about the simple tools of self-initiation in the Golden Dawn tradition, and how much more simple they can in fact be than many people imagine. While the overall methodology of our approach and the traditional approach to GD self-initiation is too complicated and long to include in an email, it's important we talk about the tools and what you need to get and rely on and contemplate continuously. First of all of these tools must be cared for in your sacristy, even if that is just a shelf or a drawer. Incense, anoint, bless them often upon withdrawal and putting away. Wrap them in silk or white linen as appropriate. Red slippers or socks. The socks or slippers can be any material, but should be comfortable. My personal preference is to use Eurythmy slippers, but adding socks inside them for the cold winters. A black robe or gown. A black robe is essential, however, clothing is fine in the beginning for the first few months. In the neophyte grade, clothing is sufficient, but a simple black robe, hooded or unhooded, should be acquired by 1=10 Zelator grade this December. Any material is fine, but they should be unadorned and without any decorations. The nemis, the striped black and white Egyptian headdress you see so many people wearing in the pictures. I recommend not getting one right away and waiting till you can make or buy a deluxe one. The deluxe ribbon ones last for ages compared to the standard striped fabric ones. I went through a few standard fabric ones before having our seamstress make me a deluxe ribbon one in 2001, and I still use it to this very day. These tools will be the focus of continual contemplation over the next 3 years. They are both symbolic and talismanic, but none of the above three are as important as the central symbol and tool of the Golden Dawn Temple, the cross and triangle. These symbols and their configurations are nothing less than keys to adepthood and the solar initiation, the mysteries of 5=6. I like to think that the cross and triangle are to the GD system what the Monus Hieroglyphica was to John Dee. Perhaps you might even find connections. The red cross, a Calvary cross, should fit inside the white triangle regardless of the direction the triangle is facing. This will be important. Do not make the cross too large for the inside of the triangle. You must construct these from paper or wood for the start of this course and your self-initiation ceremony. This must be done. It doesn't need to be perfect. You can make it perfect later, but you must do this. Lastly, the ritual diary. Your magical ritual diary or personal grimoire, or book of shadows, etc. And we will use these names relatively synonymously for this 3-year journey to simply refer to the special book you use to record your work and studies. It should not have been used before and should be bought for this purpose and no other. You will treat this as your most sacred text on this path, because it is. The holy words you write in it are divine as they chart and record your experience of the great mystery through the 6 self-initiations and the 4 elemental grades. Wrap it in white, linen, or silk, and never let another person touch it or ideally even see it until you have passed your final examination 3 years from now. Of course, an exception to this is sharing pages of it with your teacher and classmates whenever you feel it will be helpful, but this is up to you. No book you own will be more important than this one that records your alchemical journey. You may fill it up, of course, and need multiples by the end, and many initiates enjoy using a separate diary for each grade. This is a wonderful thing to do, as long as you fill up those diaries and are not letting precious pages go to waste. For your magical motto, or magical name, you must choose a motto to represent this 3-year journey of alchemical transformation. This will be something to discuss before the equinox, and is usually not changed midway, but certainly can be. Again, these are incredibly personal things and have to be discussed and reflected on in one-on-one sessions of spiritual direction. These weekly private lessons will be essential to completing successfully this self-initiation course within 3 years. Join us in person or online for Canada's only occult conference. Visit Vancouver in beautiful British Columbia and help us leave lockdowns behind us and get back to life. The first of four Dee and Kelly conferences over the next 4 years support the Arcane Research Society in bringing excellence in academic scholarship and practical knowledge from some of the best scholars and occultists in the field. Featuring in 2024 this summer, Dr. Terry Burns, translator of Dr. John Dee's famous Monus Hieroglyphica. Dr. Burns has just completed a 52-video course on this mystical text, which you can watch on YouTube for free. Join us and experts Rufus Opus, P.D. Newman, J. Allen Moore, Daniel Rekshan, Frater R.C., and more for this exciting event, which will explore the angelic and spirit-filled world of Elizabethan mages, Dr. John Dee, and the alchemist Sir Edward Kelly. Learn the secrets of drawing spirits into crystals, conjuration, and Enochian angel magic, as well as the role of dreams and their connections to these other extra-dimensional realities and alchemical transformation. Sign up today to attend online or in person at enochiacon.com, presented by the Arcane Research Society.
Hermetic Science Enterprises is a publishing company based in Scotland, UK, that specializes in Western esoteric printed literature as well as educational videos. With various imprints under its belt, its roster consists of grimoire tradition literature, alchemical works, Golden Dawn tradition books, and the several texts and videos originally belonging to the philosophers of nature. Besides its downloadable videos and standard hardcover edition books, Hermetic Science Enterprises also produces beautiful and precious limited fine edition books that are true pieces of art. For more information to order any of its products, please visit www.hermeticscienceenterprises.co.uk. That's hermeticscienceenterprises.co.uk. And as a lot of you know, I've talked with the publisher Lenny on the podcast before, including a six-hour epic extended version on the Patreon, and seen the fine edition of his new grimoire of Scott's Discovery of Witchcraft, which is only available for purchase up to 50 limited copies till the end of May, I believe. So check it out now. HermeticScienceEnterprises.co.uk.
Diving deep into the practices and reality tunnels of the esoteric and the occult, check out Praxis Behind the Obscure podcast, where I interview practicing occultists, do book reviews, and much more. Check us out on YouTube, Red Circle, and many other podcast platforms.